City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. With me is Jody Havnot.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, and you're on our, this is the premium side of the website. Thank you guys for signing up. This has been awesome. Let's see. We wanted to do something a little different, have a discussion with you guys. I was looking online today, and there is an article, and it's just entitled, Gene Simmons is not interested in making another Kiss album unless and if there's a financial model that works. Now, I heard him saying something about, you know, the kid, I'll make a new record when kids start buying music, you know?
Right.
So let me read a little bit of this. It's Gene Simmons is not interested in producing another Kiss studio album unless there's a financial model that works to make it worthwhile for the band to write and record new music. Kiss's last studio effort, 2012's Monster, sold 56,000 copies in the United States in its first week of release to land at position number 3 on the Billboard 200 charts. First of all, that's fucked up that 56,000 copies get you number 3.
Yeah. And it's even more disturbing that they only sold 56,000 copies.
Yeah, it didn't used to be that way. It, you know, used to be your first, you know, week you sold, you know, 200,000.
Shit, some people sold way more than that in the first week.
Yeah, well, I'm talking Kiss. So here, you know, here's my question. First of all, is there no way for them to do this themselves? Where they put the record online? They don't have to. I mean, I want a cover and everything, but you know. Put the record online and make it all, you know, where you can't download one or two songs. You download the whole damn thing. You know, it's just one download. It's $10. This is, you get the whole record for $10. You have 56,000 copies in the United States in the first week. Something's weird, man.
It's like Gene says, though. No one wants to buy the damn records. They want to just download it off of one of the torrent sites.
Yeah.
Okay, it's crazy, so then, though, but, you know, like, there's millions of people that are in the Army. I think we've talked about it, but it's like, where are they come record day? You know, when the record comes out, where the hell are all these people that are Kiss freaks? Because it sure seems like there's more than 54,000 of us.
Yeah. You know, what's the deal? All right, it says, the band's previous disc, Sonic Boom, opened with 108,000 units back in October 2009 to enter the chart. At number 2, this marked the Kiss's highest charting LP ever. Okay, we knew that already.
Yeah.
And Michael Bublé was number 1.
What's crazy is because of Sonic Boom, I think that's why they only got half of that for Monster, because people were like, man, I don't want nothing more from Kiss if it's like that.
Maybe. That's a good point. Maybe that's the truth. All right, the band's, let's see, during a recent appearance on the SDR show, Simmons was asked what keeps Kiss motivated to continue making new records after the 4 decades of the business. He responded, that's less of an incentive because downloading and file sharing. People have convinced themselves they don't want to pay for stuff, and last time I checked, Kiss is not a charity. This is a tough word.
Philanthropists.
Philanthropic. But I'll be the one that decides how much I give and where. I don't want some college kid to decide. You have enough money. I don't want to pay for your record. Okay, then go download a Radiohead record and see what happens. And he said, no, I ain't about that. He added, make a distinction between commerce and that big word again. It's
philanthropy. It's like,
philanthropy, yeah, it's just like gymnasium. So the idea of doing another Kiss record, unless the financial model works, personally, I'm not interested in it. I still say they're going to do a record anyway.
Here's what I say, man. I mean, A, they can't, they're still signed to Universal, right? They own the rights to all the old music and whatever they're going to do in the future, correct?
Right.
So there's not a whole lot they can do about the downloads thing, but if I was Kiss, even if they're not only going to sell 54,000, they should still be thinking, look, man, we're almost finished. We need to leave one final record as for our legacy, man, and get a fucking producer and get the best songs they've ever written in the last however many years and leave, like, one great last Kiss record. Maybe that's where we'll get Ace and Peter, you know, maybe Bruce and a big, like, you know, all-star Kiss kind of record. But I think that just always saying that there's no reason to do it unless we make money. It's like, no, man, what about your legacy? And you have plenty of money. You could do it out of pocket just to preserve that legacy, you know?
Yeah, and look, I get it. You know, you're putting the time in. It's you want to make money. I do get it. But we don't want Monster being your last record.
No, and we don't want just some greatest hits for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, and now don't get me wrong. That new Kiss Live from Vegas, man, it sounds good. It's good. It's not what you need, man. You gotta put something out. One last
Destroyer,
boom.
Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. You know, call up Ezrin.
Even if they work with a new producer, I don't care who it is, you know, just bring some type of producer that's going to make the record sound good, number one, because I think Monster and Sonic Boom, they don't sound as good as anything else that's out there that's modern, you know, sonically. But, you know, I think a lot of that's because they don't have a producer. And I hate talking about it. I'm not even going to mention it because it's too close to Paul's birthday, but they need a producer.
Yeah. I wonder what you guys out there think. You know, don't forget, you can always message us, podcastrockcity1@gmail.com. You don't need all that extra number one shit, but, you know, send us a message. Tell us what you think. it also says, asked if there's ever been talk about Kiss finally hang it up once and for all. Simmons said yes a few times when Ace Frehley and Peter Criss, our beloved original members, notice that he said beloved original members and brothers and all that stuff, we started the band together. When they succumbed to the cliche of cliches, drugs and alcohol, I mean, I can almost understand if it was unique, but it's like, really? Hasn't it been done by everybody yet? You know, he's talking about Kurt Cobain killing himself and all this stuff. So I guess that's when they talked about it. And then Simmons' comments were echoed by Kiss frontman Paul Stanley, who last year said the prospect of the band making a new album, well, it's a very conflicted subject. In one sense, there's no reason to put out any new music because the delivery system that are, you know, that the delivery systems that are available don't pay. We're in a situation now where artists have to take what they can get as opposed to what they deserve. For me, it's more of a moral issue than anything else because I don't have to worry about paying the rent because, but what about new bands? You know, still, this is, you know, truthfully, we, you know, the people of the world have totally screwed musicians, man. You know, it's not only that. Look, if Paul's paintings are on the internet right now, probably in high def, if I wanted to, I could go get one printed out. I don't have to have Paul's actual printing, you know, painting for $2,000 or whatever. If I want a Paul Stanley original copy, you know, I can do it. And, you know, and that's the thing, you know, and there are companies out there that'll print it, no problem. And it ain't right, you know, it really isn't. Paul, you know, Paul puts his time and his effort into it. No matter, I don't know shit about painting, okay? I know that I walked through his a gallery on the last Kiss cruise, and the paintings were beautiful. You could see how much time. It wasn't something that he painted in 10 minutes like I would do, you know? I would paint the fucking mess and go, yeah, you know what this is called? Dalmatian. Boom. You know, or some shit like that. I could see, you know, I didn't always understand what I was looking at. But you could see every stroke, and it was meant on purpose the way he did it, right?
Right.
You know, then he did other paintings that were just for the cruise, and they were smaller, and they were like the ship, you know, that we were on.
Wow.
And they were really nice. And you're looking at them and going, well, you know, this is how he makes his money. You know, if you know, my point is it's the live thing that makes them their money. And that's why they keep touring. That, you know, if they want to make more money, they can tour. And they donate a big chunk of that too, don't they?
Yeah. That's the model nowadays. I think for Kiss and a lot of those older rock bands, they remember what it used to be like, the old model, and it's just, that doesn't exist. So you got to adapt, dude.
Yeah, you can't be like the dinosaurs. You know what happened to them.
I mean, you know, Kanye or whoever is hot, you know, they sell a million records, don't they? I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they're moving more than 54,000.
Yeah, I don't understand that. You know, but
I mean, Taylor Swift went platinum, right? Or am I mistaken? I don't freaking know.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah. She sells millions of, you know, she's selling millions of records.
I think a lot of it today is, I don't know if it's so much maybe as it was a few years ago, but like ringtones is where a lot of these artists make their money and shit like that. It's just a different, like what we knew growing up as kids doesn't exist. You know, you don't have like the record company model anymore. Which is good for the artist in a lot of ways, because as soon as you get signed, you're basically just taking a loan from the record company and you owe all that money back to them. So it's not like you're... And when I was a kid, I thought you get signed, you get all this money, you're good to go. But in fact, it was really just a loan.
You know? That's all it is. And you got to pay it back by going on tour.
Yeah, and hopefully you come out on top, but a lot of bands didn't, you know?
All right, so Taylor Swift... On the last record, I'm looking it up right now. I'm looking it up right now. First of all, lover or hater, she has it down. She knows what she's doing. You know what I mean? Or the people that are handling her do. You know,
she's definitely talented. I don't necessarily like her direction, but she does have talent and writes her own shit.
Okay. Let's see. In Australia, she sold 350,000 copies. This is of 1989. Canada, 320,000. Italy, 25,000. Mexico, 30,000. New Zealand, 15,000. Switzerland. Now you got to remember, she's country music. So in Mexico and New Zealand and Switzerland, it's weird. I would imagine.
Kingdom isn't really country. It's like pop.
No, that's true. It's pop. Okay, good point. United Kingdom, 650,000 copies. United States, 4,500,000 copies. Seven times platinum in the U.S. Five times platinum, what they consider platinum in Australia. Four times platinum, what they consider platinum in Canada.
Okay.
Then Italy is gold. Mexico is gold. New Zealand is platinum. Switzerland is gold.
Basically, it is possible under this model that Gene's talking about that exists today. I mean, it's doable.
Unless
you don't have radio. I think radio and TV, I mean, she's everywhere, you know, or was. Yeah.
You know, unless the record labels are lying. What do you think it is?
I think that she probably sold that, because I know all types of people that like that music. Little girls, you know, to adults. So, I mean, obviously it's a little bit more mass appeal than a Kiss record, you know.
Yeah.
Especially in the, you know, 40-something years on. Any of those bands, those legacy bands, they don't really move that much product. The Rolling Stones put something out, it just doesn't go platinum. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, let's look up. New Rolling Stones record. You want to look that up while we're here?
Yeah, why not? I'd like to know.
Let's do some
comparisons. Google. Maybe you should do Aerosmith or something, because they're more like same era and age as Kiss.
Okay.
And they've been way worse than Kiss for years.
What's their last record, Aerosmith? Do you even know?
I have no idea, dude. I never really was a big Aerosmith person.
All right, I'm gonna go down. Let's see.
My favorite Aerosmith song. You want to guess what it is?
If I had to guess, it was Janie's Got a Gun.
Nope. Almost same time frame, I think. But it was I like that song, Angel. You know that song?
Oh yeah, that was a good song. Man, I was in high school when that bad boy came out.
I was in like junior high. I can remember.
Discography. Here we go.
Okay.
Music from Another Dimension in 2012. Here we go. Will it
so
even
the same year as Monster.
Same year as Monster. Music, album cover.
I bet you they probably outsold 54,000, though. Even though Aerosmith has sucked for years.
Even gonna...
Sorry to have to bust all those Aerosmith fans out like that, but man, they have.
All right, here we go. Let's see. Shit. Okay. First of all, in the U.S. top rock albums, it was number one.
Aerosmith was?
Uh-huh.
Damn. Well,
Canada?
Monster made it, what, number three? So it's still relatively close.
Yeah. So Canada, it sold 40,000 copies. Damn. I'm still looking for the U.S. version. I don't see it anywhere.
Damn.
All right, man. You sold 40,000 in
Canada alone. So, yeah, I'm sure they sold more than Kiss.
Yeah, so...
Weird.
Let's see. Okay, wait, hold on. All right, let's do this. CDs. I'm trying. People! Thank you for listening! Okay. Does it actually say? I guess it doesn't say. Well, you know, maybe it looks like it looks like it's shit. It just looks like it's outsold Kiss record. I can't find it.
I think so, yeah. But this, you know what I'm saying, though? Like, those kind of bands... People love them because of what they've done in the past.
So, yeah. So, here's the thing. You know, is it possible at all that that Kiss or Gene Simmons is, you know, look, and this is important because you guys out there, you know, the people that are on our premium thing, you know we love Kiss, man. But is it possible that they're just making excuses for their bad sales? Are they just saying, you know... You know, is it at all possible that the record people just didn't like it and that's why it didn't get bought? Is it at all possible that they're just saying, well, people are stealing the music and that's why the record didn't sell well, when in fact it was exactly what you said? People bought 100,000 copies of Sonic Boom and then, you know, and then went, oh, I don't like this. And then the next time the record came out, the loyal 50,000 Kiss fans in the country, you know, went, all right, I'll buy it anyway just to have it. And then everybody else went, nope.
I don't know. And do those charts reflect iTunes and shit like that?
I don't think so. I think I'm not even sure, you know, what, besides, you know, it's almost like you don't even have to put out. Nobody wants the CD. I like having the CD, but people don't want it anymore. They want to download it on their device and have it. I mean, that'd save them tons of money.
They should always press vinyl, and contained in the vinyl, you get the iTunes code for the album on iTunes, you know?
Yeah.
That way,
but
I don't know.
This way, you know, it just doesn't make any sense to me, you know? So, all right. So you guys out there listening, you tell me what you think. I know that most of you guys that are going to write me are going to go, man, I really love Monster. I really love Sonic Boom. And that's awesome. But we that listen to this show are a rare group of people.
Not quite ordinary.
They even gave themselves a name. They call themselves the Kiss Army.
Yeah!
We are the diehards. We are the people that, you know, will go see Kiss no matter what. We were the people that will get on a Kiss cruise. We are the people that will hop in a car and drive to Chicago to see them play when you live in, you know, St. Louis.
Weird type of person.
You know? You know, so we're, you know, they have no hit. And the reason why they have no hit is because the freaking radio won't play them. You know, look, Modern Day Delilah, just as good as any other rock song that's out. I'm sorry, I like it. I think it's a good song. It came out, it was just as good. The radio isn't gonna play it because it's Kiss, you know? And, you know, and not only that, what about satellite radio? You know, satellite radio.
I don't know, I don't listen to much of that, but I think that the radio, I mean, regular terrestrial radio, they just play a bunch of hot air, dude, and they are all, every station's owned by the same company, and they all play the same bullshit. And it's just like, you know, to me, the kind of person I am, radio has never played any of the good shit ever. Like, Kiss or the Ramones or, you know, 10 million great bands. It's like the radio shit's just kind of for the, like, the sheep that listen to the mass, you know, just the regular old hot of the middle of the road hot air bullshit. Radio music has always been that way, so of course they're not gonna play Kiss, you know?
Right. Yeah,
at least that's the way I look at it. I mean, if I were to turn on, like, it's been maybe a month or two, but I was going somewhere with someone and their car only had a regular old radio in it, which was an absolute brutality fest. You know, we're listening to like the modern rock station of St. Louis. It was absolutely one of the most brutal things I've done in my ears in years, dude.
Yeah.
It was terrible. And, you know, you got to figure those same, you know, that same set list is playing over in Kansas City or wherever, Detroit, what have you. And it's just, was terrible, man. Like, the modern music is terrible. And that's why people, except for those exceptions like Taylor Swift, people aren't really moving product.
Yeah. You know, and you know, take things like Guns N' Roses, okay? Guns N' Roses didn't put a new record out. They went on tour. I sat in my dome here in Atlanta. I watched 47,000 people. I never been at a concert where for one freaking band in my life that had that many people. I it's one thing to go to those outdoor fests that we have here in Atlanta, you know, and there's 120,000 people. All right. But I've never been, you know, to a concert where one band, you know, and to be honest, you know, I was there to see Guns N' Roses, but I was also happy to see The Cult. And I'm sure there was 1,000 people there that were like, oh, I'm here to see The Cult. You know what I mean? Fuck right. Guns N' Roses, that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Because The Cult's been around for years. They have fans. But 47,000 people filled the floor. Man, on my Facebook page, if anybody wants to go there, take a look. I got the video. I never seen anything like that where I sat in the rafters, basically, looking down at the floor, and the whole entire football field from one end zone to the net to the other was full of people.
Sweet.
You know, and it's, you know, it's one of those things where you're like, Kiss, I don't know, could they do this? But it's they only draw that kind of a number when it's Ace, Gene, Peter, and Paul. Or at least in this country, you know, because you can go online and look at video of, you know, them playing in front of what, 25,000, you know?
Yeah, like, you know, Brazil
in,
or whatever.
In Brazil, you know, it's the first time we've been to Argentina in 3 years, and they show up, and they're doing one show. So, of course, everybody comes out. But the same thing can be, I don't know, I'm talking out my ass now, so.
I think Kiss with Ace, well, the 96 reunion probably could have done those same venues.
Yeah.
Now,
no, I agree.
I don't know, though, about now.
I'm not sure why. I'm not sure why they didn't. I mean, you know, we saw
Tiger Stadium.
Yeah, that was it. Tiger Stadium, boom. You know, here in Atlanta, we had the Dome. Why didn't they book the Dome? You know, it seemed like they did way more shows than Guns did. You know, Guns N' Roses did one show in Georgia, you know, it wasn't two nights, you know, in Atlanta, it was two nights, you know,
right.
They did, you know, in Atlanta for Kiss, it was two nights, you know, and that was at our Omni, you know, so the Omni was, you know, like a 10,000 seater. So 20,000 people, you know, in two nights.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, getting back to the beginning of this, to what we were talking about, you know, I'm just asking, you know, is it inferior product? Is that, you know, because Aerosmith sold 40,000 in Canada.
Kiss is in a weird position because they're not like an Aerosmith where you got Steven Tyler on some stupid game show every night. You know what I mean? There's not, I guess maybe Gene, you know, Family Jewels. I don't know. Maybe people just think of Kiss as that live band these days, and they're just not that into the records.
You know, and maybe that's why they're going, we know what we're talking about, man. We ask people, you know, we see what's going on. They come to the shows to hear the stuff that they know. Lick It Up, you know, Tears Are Falling, Rock and Roll All Night, and they're not even really playing that, you know. You know, but the song, you know, the hits, quote unquote, the hits. Because it's really hot. You know, they're only hits because Kiss fans made them hits. The radio did not do that, you know?
I don't even know if the fans made it. I think Kiss made their so-called hits by playing them. So those are the ones you hear. So you're going to go nuts no matter what they play.
Right.
I don't know, man. They're just in a weird position, you know? I think that if we think that Sonic Boom turned a bunch of people off, I think that if you take it back even one more step, for me, like, Psycho Circus is where I was just like, I was done for a while, you know?
Yeah. You know, is that possible? You know, is it possible that Psycho Circus, you know, people hated it so much that they went, you know, that's not even Peter. That's not even Ace. You know, that's right. Freaking Tommy Thayer on the drums. I mean, maybe. Who the hell knows? On the guitar, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, we've known that they've had ghost players and shit, but for me, when Psycho Circus came out and all this reunion hoopla, I was like, oh my gosh, are we finally going to get another Kiss album by the original dudes? And, you know, you're so hyped to hear it, and then it just so clearly wasn't, you know?
I wouldn't have cared if it was another Destroyer, as long as the four of them actually played on it. Right. And not only that, man, it was just like such poor song choice. And I just, every song was a hurrah, hurrah, we are one, we're together, we're the same.
I like We Are One, the song, but yeah, that sentiment, you don't want too much of it. And that whole
album's
like rah, rah, sis, boom,
rah. Right, right. Yeah, that's what it was, every song. You know, Ace's song was really good. They gave Peter a song.
Yeah, unfortunately. I hate that song so much. But anyway, yeah, I mean, so I don't know. Maybe just after Psycho Circus, people just are tuned out because they're probably going, look, it's probably not even Kiss playing it at this point anymore. I don't know what the average person thinks, but I always end up buying it because I'm just that person. I may listen to it once and just shelve it, which I did for Sonic Boom and Psycho Circus. But, you know, you go back to them years later. I actually kind of like a couple of the songs on Psycho Circus, where at the time I only liked the title track.
Which is leaps and bounds above every other song on that record to me. To me, this is my thing. You listen to Psycho Circus and you go, man, this song rocks from beginning to the end, and then you listen to the record, rest of the record, and you went, where are the guys that wrote that one?
Yeah. Yeah, you know? Exactly.
It's like the same with Modern Day Delilah, man. Put that song on. Listen to it. It's a good song, man. And that's why it was the single.
Right. Maybe Kiss should just go back into like a Beatles mode and just do singles. You know, every couple months there's a new Kiss single, and you get a great song and something on the B side, you know?
You know,
I don't think they would ever switch to that model, but it would be cool.
You know, once a month, yeah. You know, put out a song. Boom, here's your song. It's $1.99. Download it or don't.
Yep.
Even
quarterly, every couple of months, new Kiss single, you know? 60s style. And then they could put it out on vinyl with a little download code. It wouldn't be that expensive. Pressing a 7-inch doesn't cost shit anymore, really.
Yeah, that's really interesting, man.
It'd be cool, too. I'm into singles.
We should write them. That's all of us were going to write them and tell them, man, just put a song out every 3 months. One song. Or two, you know, with a B-side, you know.
So it'd be great, because then they don't have to worry about trying to write a whole album. Because, like, it seems like when they do come together to write an album, Paul always has at least one killer fucking song, you know. Gene usually has one that's pretty decent, too. So, I mean, they could just not have to worry about filling out a whole record and just concentrate on a great song here, a great song there, like the Beatles did. It's great. But I don't think we'll ever see that. I don't know. We'll see.
Maybe that's the model. Maybe that's, you know what I mean?
New model.
The model, you know, he's talking about it's got to be a good model to do it.
I mean, Lil Wayne, right? I'm not a big hip-hop guy by any stretch of the imagination, but I did see this interview with him last night, right? He was saying that someone mentioned how he's on all these, what they call features in hip-hop, you know, like so-and-so featuring Lil Wayne, right?
Uh-huh.
He says that he's in the studio every day of his life, and at least every other day he records a new feature that's going to go on someone else's record. Every 2 days. And all he does is 16 bars and makes like $50,000. 16 bars. That's it.
That's good Lord. In about 30 seconds.
So, and then they asked him, well, if you're in the studio every day, what do you do with all that material? He goes, they said, do you have like a big archive of stuff? He says, no, every single thing that I record, it comes out somewhere. So it's like this dude's putting something out every single day. So Kiss could do something every couple months, you know, at least.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was pretty wild, though. He's like, that's a lot of money, you know, to count to four 16 times. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. Well, I'll tell you about Lil Wayne, okay? First of all, I'm from Atlanta. Second of all, he's a Green Bay fan.
Yeah.
And Atlanta plays Green Bay this weekend.
Right.
And for a chance to the Super Bowl, so I'm no fan of Lil Wayne right now. No, I'm kidding. I don't care.
Not a fan of him either.
I can tell you this. I saw him get interviewed by, what the hell is that guy's name? I can't think of it. Deion Sanders on the other day, and they were talking about football, and he's funny. It was really funny where he was trying not to cuss through the whole thing. You could tell.
Yeah. He's not such a bad dude. I don't know. I mean, I'm not.
No, he's a character.
His records or anything, but the program I saw him on last night, it was like some skate show, and they showed him like skating and shit.
He's a character. That's the whole thing.
He was
thing.
Doing some shit though, man. He's pretty cool.
Sounds like he has free time. All right, so that's it right there. How long did we go for?
32 minutes.
Good Lord, 32 minutes.
Half a regular show.
Yeah. You know, tell people about this, man. Tell them, hey, you know, leave us a little testimonial. Go to the premium site, Podcast Rock City. Anyway.
Let people don't know.
Yeah, let people know. We'll get more people to do this with us. And we'll keep putting stuff out because it's fun. And you paid for it.
Oh, yeah. So thanks for that, people.
Absolutely. All right, so we're going to end it with a Paul Stanley quote, or do our best Paul Stanley because it's his birthday. Here I go. Ready? You going to do one, too?
You go ahead.
Okay, go. All right, people. We love you. Thanks for listening to the premium stuff on podcastrockcity.com. I'm sorry. Perfect. I'm an embarrassment. Okay.
Great.
All right, talk to you guys later. Peace.
Peace.
Podcast Rock City. Yes!